This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
For the Pittsburgh Steelers, their star edge, T.J. Watt, has not played the last several games dealing with a partially collapsed lung. And then everyone thought, like, okay, maybe a week or so he would be back. It has been 3 weeks now. T.J. Watt has not yet been back on the field. Certainly seems like it's a possibility this week, though. Mike Tomlin talking to reporters yesterday and said he has a level of optimism that T.J. Watt will be back. Sounds like more optimism this week than he had the previous week. Till we see him as a full participant on the field, we will sort of take a wait-and-see approach, but obviously some optimism there. And then for the Baltimore Ravens, there still is a question about whether or not they will have Lamar Jackson, their star quarterback, on the field. For them, he's dealing with a significant back bruise. The team thought he'd be able to play last week, was not even able to practice. But this week, once again, there is some optimism that he'll be back out there. Sounds like he is feeling better. Coach John Harbaugh wanted to make clear, when he is healthy, he will play, he will start, there's no issue. They do hope and believe it'll be this week in a game they gotta have.
Will either star play on Sunday night, T.J. Watt or Lamar Jackson? The showdown on the North Shore Sunday night, 8:20 kick. We will have pregame coverage for you on the Fan. Fan game day goes from 5 until kickoff live from the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. And it could be for the final time in the 2025 season, or we could see a postseason in Pittsburgh, which would include a postseason game in Pittsburgh. It's Donnie Football with you on 93.7 The Fan until 6. It is a New Year's Eve edition of the PM team. Pony and Chris are both off for the holiday. They will be off again tomorrow as well. So when the parents are away, the kids will play a little bit. Dom DiTommaso is with me behind the glass, taking your calls at 412-928-9370. We actually have something to give away in a little bit, and that always gets people fired up. Any sort of free tickets to anything gets people fired up. We will give those away in our next segment, so feel free to get in line for that if you have a take on Steelers-Ravens Sunday night. Tyler Kennedy joins us at 2:35 to talk about the Penguins trade from the other day, a win last night, now a couple of wins in a row, some memories from the Winter Classic, the very first NHL Winter Classic, nearly 17 years removed from the win in Buffalo back on January 1 of 2008. Matt Clement, he joins us at 3:15 to talk about some of the new Pirates acquisitions. What will they need to do next to keep the offseason going? What is so far a good one for Ben Cherington, and it caught us a little bit by surprise. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk at 3:30, always a great chat with Mike. Looking forward to diving into a few different things with Mike as we enter the final week of the regular season. Aditi Kinkabwala joins as we go All Access at 4:15. Jeff Hathorn provides a Hawk report a little bit earlier than usual today. We talked to Jeff at 4:30 to recap another day of Steelers practice as we follow all of the big stories. New Year's talk, resolutions, best athletes of the year, a college football minute, all of that ahead. But we start, as you heard, from Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network talking about the two biggest names that may play on Sunday night when the Ravens meet the Steelers for all the marbles in the AFC North, TJ Watt and Lamar Jackson. I have a weird, but what has also become a surprisingly common take about Jackson. At his current injured state, in his current injured state, I am more fearful of a Ravens team led by Tyler Huntley than I am a Ravens team led by Lamar Jackson. And I never thought I would say it. I mean, it sounds ridiculous. Lamar Jackson, a multi-time MVP QB, one of the best dual-threat quarterbacks in league history already, 8 years in. The Ravens would be in better shape on Sunday night with their backup QB than this guy? Yeah, I actually think so. Because Lamar Jackson, with how he's playing this season, which could be argued his worst football, his worst record as a quarterback, however much weight you put into that, he's 6-6 this year. He has never been worse than 7-5, which is what he was in 2021. And that was probably his worst statistical season. He had 16 touchdowns to just 13 INTs. 18 touchdowns and 6 picks this season, just over 2,300 yards. But he has not been the same runner with the football as he has been in the past. He's not that same dual threat that we're used to. He does not have a single game over 100 yards on the ground. He only has one game in which he has eclipsed 50 yards on the ground, and it was week one when the Ravens blew that massive lead against Buffalo in a 41-40 loss, which kind of turned into a microcosm of their season. He had 6 carries for 70 yards and a touchdown in that game. Sometimes he barely runs the football. He ran it 7 times against the Steelers in that first matchup earlier this month. 43 yards. That was one of his best games on the ground this season. There's something up there. He has had injury after injury after injury in 2025, and he's had injuries in his past, but then he's come back and he has been that dual threat that you were very afraid of, especially in the regular season, because he is an all-time regular season QB. He struggles in the playoffs. He comes up short in the biggest of big games and hasn't gotten to the biggest game just yet, and time may be running out for him. But in the regular season, very few players in history at his position do it better than this guy, and I actually think he would be a detriment to his team if he played on Sunday night. He would be prone to making too many mistakes. He would be ad-libbing too much, and that would hurt his football team. The Steelers do have somewhat of a history of shutting down Lamar Jackson, but he proved otherwise in the last two meetings in the 2024 season and then in the playoff game that started off the 2025 calendar year. So he has had good games against them, but he's also had plenty of bad games against the Steelers. I mean, I don't think he was all that special in the first meeting this year. Completed 54% of his passes, 219 yards, a touchdown, a pick, only 6.3 yards per attempt, his second lowest of the season. And again, he ran for a touchdown, but only ran for 43 yards, which in fact is the third highest total he's had on the ground all year. He has not been that running threat of the past. He falls in love a little bit too much with keeping the football in his hands. And hey, they say that for as much X's and O's you can get into with football, it is more about the Jimmies and the Joes, and he's a pretty good one. And he feels like when the game is on the line, when the puck is on his stick, he wants to be the guy that takes the shot. But this season, he has not been the right guy when it comes to taking that shot. And I fear that it will be the backup of Lamar Jackson playing. That's what I don't want to see. I actually don't want to see Tyler Huntley play in this game. That's a crazy thought. An absolutely crazy thought. But why? Because if Tyler Huntley plays, the Ravens will do the simple thing. John Harbaugh won't outsmart himself. Lamar Jackson won't be able to outsmart himself. If Tyler Huntley plays, they will go simple on offense, and they will give the ball to their horse in the backfield, a generational runner named Derrick Henry. And if Derrick Henry runs the rock, I don't know, 25 times, I'd say the Ravens would be in pretty good shape. Because if it looks anything like it did against Green Bay, then it will get ugly on Sunday night at Acrisure Stadium. And I know that the Steelers have shut down some of the big-name running backs in 2025. Jonathan Taylor, Jahmyr Gibbs, two of their biggest highlights. Devon Achane, another one on Monday Night Football. He was going through a stretch where he was running for over 7 yards a pop. But one of their last memories of Derrick Henry was the guy running away from most of the defense last January in Baltimore in that playoff game. He didn't crush them in that first meeting. He was just kind of so-so, but so-so for Derrick Henry is still somebody that can run for 90-plus yards. He had 25 for 94 in the game. But again, that's because the Ravens will sometimes fall in love with Lamar Jackson. They will feed Derrick Henry a plenty early in games, and then they will go away from him when they shouldn't. The Sunday night game they played against the Patriots a couple of weeks ago, a good example of that. And Derrick Henry was running wild on the New England defense. Henry in that game had 18 carries for a 123 and 2 touchdowns. And then they went away from what Derrick Henry could do. John Harbaugh got too smart for himself, and he took his best player off the field. Then they played Green Bay. They were able to set the tone. Derrick Henry was able to do his thing. Tyler Huntley managed the offense, and he had the perfect game manager stat line. 16 of 20, just over 100 yards, a touchdown, quarterback rating of 105. He even ran the football a couple of times, more effectively than Lamar Jackson has all season. And they gave the football to their generational player 36 times in the game for 216 yards and 4 touchdowns. One of the best running back performances we have seen in a long time. Probably the best overall you will see all season. And it's a guy that does not slow down. His name is often next to Hall of Famers every time they pop up a graphic about Derrick Henry. Another weird take I have on this game. I think the Steelers can actually get the job done if they don't have TJ Watt. If he does play, how much will he play? I mean, let's just be generous here. 15 snaps, 20 snaps. He will help in a complimentary role, no doubt. But what kind of condition will he be in if he plays in this game? The Steelers have won 2 of 3 without Watt so far this season. It was a badge of honor of sorts. It was a big-time defense of TJ Watt and how good he was to say the Steelers were 1-11 without TJ Watt on the field. Then they beat a red-hot Dolphins team. Then they beat a desperate and electric offense in Detroit. They lost to the Browns, but that's not really on the defense, for what it's worth. That loss had very little to do with the defense. Alex Highsmith had a great game. Jack Sawyer has been better in smaller doses, but he can still give you something. Nick Herbig in the fold, who should have had a pick six on Sunday. But am I nuts for that? Watt isn't the same player this year that he has been in the past. His numbers are down across the board. He's just not that top-tier guy anymore. 2 years ago, he had 19 sacks. He was still a top-tier guy. Last year, still pretty good. The sack numbers were down to 11.5. But still a pretty good player. I'm not saying he's a bad player. He is still a very good football player at times, but I don't think he has the consistency that we have seen from him in the past. And that just happens with age, wear and tear, all of the above in the NFL. And now he's recovering from a freak injury that happened during a dry needling session that led to a collapsed lung. It's not a small thing that he's dealing with here. So are the Steelers okay without Watt in this game? Alex Highsmith, Nick Herbig, are you okay with those guys? And are the Ravens okay without Lamar? Are you actually more fearful of a Ravens team that keeps it simple with Tyler Huntley handing the ball to Derrick Henry? 412-928-9370. I want to get some of your thoughts on Steelers and Ravens. Will either of the top two stars in this game play on Sunday night? Lamar Jackson with his back issue, TJ Watt with the lung issue. Will we see them on Sunday night? What type of impact will they have? And if both play, who will be the better player, the more impactful player? 412-928-9370. The best call on this is going to win something nice. A 4-pack of tickets to the Pittsburgh RV Show at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. That is from January 9 to 11 and also January 16 through 18. The best call next on the Steelers-Ravens matchup wins tickets to that event. We also have a little college football minute around the corner. Games going on right now. Tyler Kennedy joins the show in just under 20 minutes. You can hit us up on the fan text line, which is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Donnie Football in for the guys on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.